Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 24th of February. Today, US President Trump will deliver the State of the Union address to Congress. Normally, this is not a matter that interests financial markets greatly. However, on this occasion, there are two points of interest. The first is whether there are more tariff threats from Trump beyond the 15% universal tariff. This has been hinted at by the president. The State of the Union comes as EU officials are suggesting that the latest US tariff upheaval breaks their, as yet unratified, trade deal with the US. While an off-the-cuff remark from Trump would probably not impact markets too much, something in the written speech would carry weight as being something that administration officials might implement or might indeed have proposed. The second issue is the response from Republican members of Congress to the address. The president's approval ratings have fallen over the course of the last year, even it seems amongst registered Republicans. US House Speaker Johnson has indicated that it is unlikely that Congress would vote in favor of continuing universal tariffs, as they would have to do to allow the 15% universal tariff to continue. Part of the problem for Trump is that there is a difference between perception and reality. This is one of the reasons why sentiment polls and purchasing managers' indicators have become progressively less useful as inputs into the economic forecasting process. In a world of soundbites and hashtag economics, media has sensationalized the narrative, and that shapes perceptions. Consumers feel that everything is terrible everywhere else, but things are not so bad for them. But with their eyes glued to their smartphones, it is the broader perception, not the personal reality, that dominates consumers and politics. This is especially true with the affordability crisis in the States, and here there is a real problem. People know grocery prices are not coming down, and in fact are still rising. They know electricity bills are substantially higher than they were a year ago. Asserting that these prices are coming down just fuels mistrust. US voters also do not recognise that used car prices are marginally lower because most US households have not bought a used car in the last 12 months. The same applies to the falling price of televisions. Perceptions and reality are not the same thing. The gap between perception and reality is common across all major economies. In the UK, it's further complicated by the fact that reality as reported and reality as it actually is are not necessarily the same thing. The real reality being stronger than is initially reported. This complicates policy decision making. There are four members of the divided Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee who are testifying to Parliament today, and with anticipation high around rate cuts, especially as inflation slows markedly, this is of interest to investors. There's also a cacophony of noise from the US Federal Reserve, with no fewer than 8 appearances by 6 members of the FOMC. The Fed is becoming almost British in its divisions, adding interest. We also hear from ECB President Lagarde again. Lagarde spoke yesterday and over the weekend. It is unlikely that markets will find much novelty in today's remarks. Today also marks the 4th anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Despite bold promises on the part of some world leaders, peace seems a relatively remote possibility. Russia has been losing territory recently, or more accurately, has been losing territory it claimed to hold. The human cost of any war should always be the priority, but the conflict is a reminder of the ability of humans and the wider global economy to adapt in the face of adversity. That includes finding ways around sanctions. The fact that German 2025 exports to Kazakhstan were more than 4 times the value they were in 2021 may not be entirely due to the efforts of German marketing. It includes adapting to the insecurity of gas supplies. It includes adjusting global trading patterns. Geopolitics often creates dramatic effects which have more muted economic consequences. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the global wealth management business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.